Bank of Cardiff, this is Sam.
Did you say Sam?
Yes, I did.
Okay, great. Sam, I got an invitation from you, and I just want to know, because I get these all the time. I would assume that this is just for people who have no credit, and the interest rate is probably exorbitant. But I figured I would call just to find out.
Okay. I mean, we definitely have options for, you know, people with credit problems, but it's not all that we do. You know,
okay.
I mean, we got a lot of different programs.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to insult you.
Yeah. Oh, no, not at all. Not at all. I mean, I guess it really depends on kind of what you're looking for.
I'm kind of not looking for anything because I have options that we utilize now, but I'm always curious. You know, because
sure.
I get solicited by all the time, and the last one I called just to find out, because again, you never know, was 8%, which was, you know, for me, that's just silly. So, you know, when I think about consolidating certain things here, it's as a business owner, it'd be silly for me not to take a look at some of these offers that come along. But
yeah, absolutely. I'll tell you what.
Don't make sense. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Sam.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you have the reservation code? I can pull up your file
sure.
and see exactly what we're working
yeah,
with.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. It's 2411-2001.
Okay.
0016-7526.
7526. All right, let me pull it up.
Sam, you've already told me that, you know, I have excellent credit, so I would assume if you're telling me I have good credit, then possibly this is something I would consider looking at.
Sure. Now, is the business you're with, is it Encore Images?
Correct.
Okay. All right. I got you right here. So it looks like...
27-year-old company.
Oh, nice. Nice. Yeah, I was going to say, it looks like we had you... the offer that we had sent you was for both equipment financing and working capital.
Right.
So those are the two main programs that we do. Within those, there's a lot of different programs.
Right.
But were you looking at equipment, or were you looking more along the lines of, I guess, to see what's available for capital?
Well, I think both. You know, we have a client who right now is threatening to buy a ton of equipment, and we're going to be buying that from a vendor, and so there's going to be some lapse between when we buy the equipment and sell it and when we get paid by the vendor. I mean, not the customer.
Okay.
So there's that. And then there's consolidating some of the debt, not much here. So there's several reasons why I'm looking at this.
Sure. Okay. And I'm sorry, what was your name?
My name is Laurel.
Laurel. Okay. All right, Laurel. Well, you know, just to give you a brief little overview, since we're looking at maybe possibly seeing what's available on both programs. So as far as equipment goes, our rates are in the single digits for equipment. It's a secured loan. The equipment's the collateral. Equipment financing
well,
is pretty much our bread and butter.
Yeah, the equipment is equipment we're going to buy and then sell right away.
Oh, so looking at it as inventory, an inventory type thing.
It's not really inventory. It's not going to be sitting. It'll be coming in here, getting prepped, and brought over to the customer. So.
Okay. And what are you guys
talking about secured?
Yeah, so it'd probably be on the unsecured side if that's the case. What do you guys do over there exactly?
We are a toner cartridge remanufacturing and service company, specializing in sustainability for companies and recycling.
Okay. So is the situation that you work with, you kind of have those initial costs and then you wait on payment from your customers?
Correct.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we have definitely plenty of programs that match that mold too.
Mm-hmm.
Typically for those programs, it's our working capital product. You know, we're usually able to free up 10 to 15% of your top line revenue as unsecured cash that you can use however you'd like. So a lot of times it works to cover receivables while you're waiting. The terms mm-hmm. can vary. They can be anywhere from 3 months up to 3 years. So they're a little on the shorter side. But if you're looking for something just to cover that short term, a bridge loan a lot of times can help out there. And usually, you know, as far as the payback goes, the rate is going to vary depending on the term that you choose. So the shorter the term, the less you're going to be paying back in interest. That sort of thing. We typically start at 10 cents on the dollar and work from there. And then it'll depend on a couple different factors, credit, the time in business.
So you're going to have to help me with that math. When you say 10 cents on the dollar, what does that mean?
So let's say, you know, typically it would be, you know, if you're doing it for like a 12-month term. Say you borrow $100,000, you're going to pay back $110,000 over 12 months.
So the percentage on that is what?
For that one at the 12 months, that would be, I mean, that's just, you know, a random scenario, but that one would be 10%. They can range anywhere.
Okay.
I mean, we go anywhere. It's usually about 2% a month for the unsecured capital, and that can go up to 36 months.
2% per month?
Yeah, so if you're looking...
unsecured loan.
Yeah, so, you know, a lot of times it makes sense on the shorter end of things. So like if you have receivables that you're waiting on for a month, we can set you up on something that's only 3 months long.
Gotcha. All right. Well, let me take a look at what's going on here and whether or not that makes any sense to me whatsoever. And
sure.
I've got your information. And if I'm interested, I'll certainly get back to you.
All right, Laurel, would I be able to give you my direct line so you can go ahead and give
sure.
me a call directly?
All
a
right
lot of times,
ahead.
Yeah. So my number is 858-779-0425.
Okay.
And that's my direct line, so you can get a hold of me directly.
Okay. Terrific. Thank you, Sam. I appreciate your time.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, Laurel.
You take care.